At 92.9 FM, this is KCUF Boulder Creek, your clown power station for California's Central Coast.
Clown power!
It's 10 p.m. on the appropriate night and time for the February 10th edition of the Fighting Forces Friday Show. I'm Vince Vinyl, and here's Kate Bush to get us underway with a song especially for my brother Ground Pounders over in Afghanistan. Army Dreams, it's called.
Thank you.
I know, I did get stuck in the Fleetwood Mac section there. Three Fleetwood songs in that set. Shake Your Moneymaker was that last track. It's an Elmore James tune that Fleetwood Mac covered in their early days, 1968, 69, or thereabouts. Rattlesnake Shake is a Peter Green penned Fleetwood song, but the version we heard was done by Stu Hammond in a Sibon. And The Chain was also in there, a newer track from the Lindsey Buckingham, Stevie Nicks era Fleetwood Mac. Race with the Devil was in the middle somewhere, from Gunn, an early band featuring the Gervitz brothers, although for some reason they were using the last name of Curtis at that time. Kate Bush did Army Dreams, launching that all-Brit set, as well as this week's Fighting Forces Friday show. Howdy, folks. Thanks for being here. I'm pumped up, and this is going to be a good one. The Fighting Forces Friday show is KCUF's weekly salute to the GIs in danger. Every Friday night, we dedicate the 10 p.m. to midnight hours of our broadcast to uniformed men and women in Afghanistan. We record the show to CD and make a bunch of copies, then send packages of them to military units and individual soldiers, sailors, Marines, and Air Force men and women over there. Yeah, it's a show of support, no doubt about it, and we dig getting some Boulder Creek Pirate Radio tunes to them, but what we're really doing is using the music to nag just a bit. We need those folks back here in good health when they're done, so we don't mind harping on them to keep their wits about them, stay smart, and stay safe. Nuts is next. First this.
I used to be concerned and nervous about the future. Sometimes I'd get scared before an important event such as childbirth or a family funeral. Hey, sometimes you need a little help navigating life's trouble spots. That's when I discovered Equinox.
After the divorce and losing little Tommy, life was getting me down. I couldn't focus on anything at work. After trying Equinox, I've been Employee of the Month 3 times in a row.
I used to fall unconscious for hours at a time. Now with Equinox, I never need to sleep.
Equinox is new from Zaibatsu Pharmaceuticals. Ask your doctor about Equinox today.
Equinox may cause nausea, loss of sleep, blurred vision, leakage, kidney problems, and breathing irregularities. Do not take Equinox if you're operating heavy machinery, driving a car, pregnant, of childbearing age, unhappy, or have a family history of mental disorders.
Equinox, softening life's harsh reality.
Thank you. delay me. I'm coming home, it's a long time. I've been alone in my mind. It's unkind to myself. Falling stars burn. Red Mother Earth is one star. Who knows what it's worth? It's a hoax, just a spoke.
Out on the street for a living. breathing sound like thunder in the air. Words are poisoned arrows, wrong or right. And the feel of it is walking on air. And the sound of it is just like breaking glass. And the smell of it is that naked emotion. But the truth of it is, it's the same old love, pain and sorrow. Liquid love, like acid rain, pouring down on my soul. Am I insane? Cause the worst of it is my desire. And the dream of it is a brown-skinned girl. And the shock of it is just like ice in my mouth. But the end of it is, it's the same old love, pain and sorrow.
Is that a bitchin' track? You betcha. A couple of songs in a row there featuring the guitar work of Pink Floyd's David Gilmour. Love, Pain, and Sorrow, that last one, was with Snowy White. And Take a Breath before that from a David Gilmour solo LP. Black Diamond, don't need to talk about that one, right? Kiss was the very first rock album owned by a whole lot of guys of a certain age. Spoke in a Wheel, the first song in the set, was from Nuts. I'm Vince Vinyl, and I'm going to buy into your claim to being you, so we're okay there. But I got this other problem. Yeah. How in the heck did 10% of 2012 get by already? Christmas and New Year's, wasn't that just day before yesterday? A big test of importance to all vets coming up early in 2012. You know how it goes. People have been lying about being military vets and war heroes as long as we've had wars around the planet. Here it got rampant after Vietnam with everyone from panhandlers to porno stars claiming to be veterans. And it happened again after the first Gulf War, and it's happening now. Whether it's to get sympathy or get laid or to get rich or get in office, it's a fraud. And in 2005, the Stolen Valor Act made it illegal. Now, get this. A cat named Xavier Alvarez to get appointed to the powerful California Water Commission claimed to have retired from the Marines in 2001 after 25 years of service, said he had a Purple Heart from wounds received in action, and was awarded the Congressional Medal of Honor in 1987. When it turned out Alvarez had never served a day in any branch of the U.S. military, he was charged with violating the Stolen Valor Act, and the lying piece of shit had the temerity to claim he has a constitutional right to lie about serving his country. This from a guy in public office. The Superior Court's going to decide the issue in the Ninth Circuit this year. But let me just quote George Washington. You know that guy, the father of our country, the first president of our country, and a real military hero. He had this to say to vets after the Revolutionary War. Should any who are not entitled to the honors have the insolence to assume the badges of them, they shall be severely punished.
Isn't it annoying when you hear a great song on the radio in Liberty City, but the idiot DJ doesn't tell you who it is?
Who was that?
Find out the artist and name of any song on the radio using Zit, the remarkable new service. Call us.
And we'll tell you what you're listening to based on a complicated listening system that also helps the government spy on you.
Go.
Just dial Zit
555-0100
and follow the instructions from our needy, washed-up celebrity.
So simple, even a spotty teenager could do it.
Zit, because we'll spot the record for you.
Thank you.
us unless the magistrate turns round. Frowning. And who's the fool who wears the crown? Go down in your own way. And every day we'll be right back.
up on Salisbury Hill. I could see the city light. Wind was blowing, time stood still. Eagle flew out of the night. He was something to observe. Came in close, I heard a voice.
That's Salisbury Hill, a track from former Genesis frontman Peter Gabriel. And man, was Genesis a cool outfit with that cat at the helm. Running Up the Hill was another tune from Brit singer Kate Bush. And we heard Fearless, a vinyl track from Pink Floyd's Metal LP.
Sweaty leather tracksuit? Absurdly fat Dayglo laces? Something missing? Complete the look with a replica car sign insignia on a chunky gold plate chain at Vice City's one-stop shop for people who know how to put the hip into hip-hop.
Wow, you look fresh.
Complete the look.
Closing in on 11 p.m., I'm Vince, and you're listening to the Fighting Forces Friday Show on 92.9 FM, KCUF, Boulder Creek.
Glistening medallion, silk shirt open to the navel. Something missing?
Complete the look.
Complete the look with a personalized chest wig at Vice City's one-stop shop for people who know what the ladies want. Wow, you look manly.
Complete the look.
Oh, this has been. I awoke in the light of a vision in white. The prettiest girl that I have ever seen. Lately, my love, said the lady in white, I have watched from afar, but love draws me near. Now take my hand, oh tight, mother dear. Do you know what this could mean, oh mother dear? Was it just another dream? In the night, mother dear, on that same summer night, saw a figure in black by the lady in white. He said his name was Death, was he right? Do you know what this could mean, oh mother dear? Was it just another dream? Dear, do you know what this could mean, oh mother dear? Was it just another dream? In the night, mother dear, what a night this has been. It's so cold by your side, no, don't cry, can't you see? Won't you listen to me, please, mother dear? Do you know what this could mean, oh mother dear? Was it just another dream, mother dear?
I can't sell my mama short of loving me. Guess that's why she let me go so far. Mama tried to stop me short of stealing. I guess that's why I had to steal a car. She told me not to smoke it, but I did, and it took me far away. And I turned out to be the only hell my mama ever raised. I rolled into Atlanta, stolen tags and almost out of gas. I had to get some money, lately I'd learned how to get it fast. Those neon lights was calling me, and somehow I just had to get downtown. So I reached into the glove box, another liquor store went down. Said, precious memories, take me back to the good old days. Let me hear my mama sing, Rock of Ages cleft me. She tried to turn me on to Jesus, but I turned on to the devil's ways. And I turned out to be the only hell my mama ever raised. On me, Lord, how I fought to resist. They just clamped them tighter till that metal bit into my wrist. They took my belt and my billfold, fingerprints and the profile of my face.
way, the only hell my mama ever raised. God said, precious memories, take me back to the good old days. Let me hear my mama singing, got the majors clipped for me. She tried to turn me on to Jesus, but I turned on to the devil's ways. And I turned out to be the only hell my mama ever raised. She tried to turn me on to Jesus, but I turned on to the devil's ways. And I turned out to be the only hell my mama ever raised.
Thank you.
Yes, you are correct. We were getting a little maternal there, but Gretchen Wilson put it right in perspective for us. If you want a mother, I'll show you just what a mother I can be. Union Station did Mama Cried. There was morning in the evening. I'm the Only Hell My Mama Ever Raised with Johnny Paycheck. Yep, Johnny Paycheck did another song besides Take This Job and Shove It. George Jones making a nice contribution on that version. Brit band Barclay James Harvest did that first song, Mother Dear. And that one was to remind you that Valentine's Day is just around the corner and you don't want to forget Mom. Counting the months backwards, May seems to be a particularly active month for one of the things Valentine's Day celebrates most, sex, that would be. A lot of birthdays in February. And I want to shout out to three amigos celebrating birthdays just this week. Longtime friend and music industry compadre R.B. Wheeler had a birthday on Sunday. It was a midweek birthday for old business partner gone to Georgia Rich Whittingham. And Mary Ornery, mother of former phonograph record stalwart Eric, celebrated her birthday yesterday. All born in the shortest and most inconsistent month of the year, and we wish them all many more to come.
This is 92.9 FM, KCUF, pirate radio for Boulder Creek, and we care about what you have to say. Here's another comment from one of our listeners.
Something wrong, Batman.
Radio, if the records weren't free, we'd be all new.